Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Good Wife by Gemma Rogers, published by Boldwood Books in 2024. Today's book is all about control, revenge, and confidence. Chloe meets the glamorous redhead Savannah in the ladies' toilets at one of her husband's work events. The youngest woman at the event, Chloe feels like an awkward child among her husband's older colleagues. She's dressed in the way her husband Tom likes, in a dress that he chose. And Tom, her husband, watches and directs her every move, even how many chews of her food she takes. In the bathroom, Chloe notices that Savannah is holding a raffle ticket. Making conversation, she asks what the raffle prize is. Savannah answers that it is her. Savannah is a high-class prostitute who regularly attends the events held by Chloe's husband's firm. And her role is to perform services for the man who wins the raffle. And tonight's winner is Chloe's husband, Tom. After his raffle win of a session with Savannah, Tom is intoxicated with her. He wants more and organises to see her as a client. Meanwhile, Chloe is trapped in her abusive marriage with Tom. He's distanced her from family and friends and convinced her to give up the job she loved in publishing. Without any support, she's desperate for a way to get out, but he's also robbed her of her confidence. Until she finds Savannah's card in Tom's wallet and comes up with an idea. Could she pay Savannah to make Tom fall in love with her so he will abandon Chloe and set her free? The Good Wife is a twisted and addictive psychological thriller about abuse, power, and deceit, told from the three perspectives of Chloe the wife, Tom the husband, and Savannah the other woman. Love-bombed by Tom, vulnerable Chloe was seduced by the promise of a perfect marriage, but 3 years later has found herself a prisoner without money or outside support. Lacking confidence and second-guessing herself, Chloe tries to leave but is thwarted by Tom at every turn. Tom is a man who thinks no woman is good enough for him. He chose Chloe thinking she'd be the perfect blank slate to be moulded into whatever he wanted. But on meeting Savannah, he's grown tired of the meek Chloe. Yet he's still willing to give her up, and his abuse escalates, taking away her phone, monitoring her with cameras in the house, and dictating her every single move. Coming from a disadvantaged background, Savannah uses her money from her escorting to pay her way through university. Smart and ambitious, she's determined to put her escorting aside as soon as she graduates to make her mark as a lawyer. Sitting between the husband and the wife, she's keen to take their money, but as Tom becomes increasingly erratic, she wonders whether she's made the wrong decision and how she can get out of this triangle. So if you like lies, tension, complex female characters, revenge, unexpected friendships and survival, you might like The Good Wife by Gemma Rogers. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.